弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace in the Lord.
我们今天来看一段的经文。
Today, let's read the scripture together.
启示录第十三章。
Revelation chapter 13.
那我又要再一次讲，你读这一段经文的时候，你觉得很奇怪啊。
So I want to emphasize again, when we read this scripture, we will feel that it's a little strange.
放心啊，圣经自己会解释啊，但是我们先把它读一遍。
Rest assured, the Bible will teach us what it means by itself. So let's read the scripture together.
我们一起来从第一节念到十八节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 18.
我们谨慎全念英文，我们中文的就用看的啊。
And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads, with 10 crowns on his horns, and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion.The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority. One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Men worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast, and they also worshipped the beast and asked, Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven. He was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, and he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation.All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. He who has ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity, he will go. If anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed.This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth. He had 2 horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. And he performed great and miraculous signs.Even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of men. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. He was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast.So that it could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image to be killed. He also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight,Let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666.
好，大家可能对最后一节很有兴趣，但是今天不讲。
So many people may have interest to with the last words, but we will not focus on that today.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你，主，我们来到你面前。再一次有这个机会来敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together in front of you so we have a chance to worship you together.
我们把早晨的敬拜向你仰望。
We lift our sermon this morning to your hand.
你的话语求主你亲自为我们解开。
May you help us understand your own words.
不但让我们明白，让我们晓得我们在今天的日子当中，我们如何遵你的话而行。
Not only make us understand how to follow your words in today's daily lives.
天父，求主你帮助我们。
Lord, we ask for your help.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
啊，这一个星期呢是一个很奇怪的一个星期啊，对我来说。
This week has been a strange one for me.
那星期二晚上我开始就肚子痛了。
So on Tuesday night, I started having stomach ache.
啊，一痛就痛了两个半天啊。
And I had a pain persisted for 2.5 days.
啊，然后整个人就没什么力啊，就是很累啊。
So I felt I felt a lot of fatigue, felt tired all those days.
所以我的奖章也没有太多时间去能够把它弄出来。
So I didn't spend much time to prepare my sermon sermon outline.
星期三下午的时候，我就想说我没办法了啊。
So on Wednesday afternoon, I told myself, well, I have no other means.
我打电话给 Pastor Kendall 说，我来不了，你能不能带这个祷告会？
So I asked Pastor Kendall, like I may not be able to make it. Can you come over to lead the worship team meeting?
Pastor Kendall 也回信说，我也不行啊。
Pastor Kendall also replied, said, oh, I'm also in bad situation.
所以我们两个晚上都两个人周三晚上都来不了。
So on Wednesday night, both of us were sick and couldn't make to the worship, to the prayer meeting.
然后呢，我们星期五、星期六有这个conference.
Then on Friday and Saturday we had the conference.
我们星期五晚上五点到这个十点钟，然后第二天八点到这个五点钟。
So from 5 to 10 on Friday evening and 8 to 5 on Saturday.
因为开车过去要一个小时，所以我们3点多开车过去，然后回到家的时候11点多。
So it took us 2 hours together, so we left here around 3 and got back around 10.
然后第二天早上7点多又出发了。
So we left again at 7, around 7 o'clock the second morning.
然后在那边就发现到说 Pastor Kendall 星期六晚上不能来。
Then I found out that Pastor Kendall could not make it to the church on Saturday night.
所以呢，我要准备星期六晚上要带这个青少年团契。
Then I had to prepare to lead the youth group on Saturday night.
然后我就回来的时候就直接来到教会，到教会六点钟就赶快准备了七点钟开始啊。
So after the conference, I came directly back to church around six o'clock and started preparing for the material to lead the youth group.
星期六晚上呢，这个发现到 Pastor Kendall 今天不能来啊。
And then on Saturday night, I found out Pastor Kendall could not come today.
Tommy 弟兄就交代我说，你要把这个奖章呢要交出来，这样子翻译的人可以准备。然后我就说，好好好，我试着半夜的时候交出去。
Then Brother Tommy said, "Well, Pastor, you have to prepare the outline so the translator can prepare for you." He said, "Oh, I'll do my best and I'll get it ready when I preach."
然后晚上回去的时候发现不行了，我要去睡觉啊。
Then when I got home last night, I found that I had no strength. I had to go to bed directly.
早上四点半爬起来弄。
Then I got up around 4:30 this morning to prepare.
然后早上才把这个奖章这个送出去。
Then send out the sermon outline this morning.
今天等一下讲完了之后呢，我还要负责带青少年的主入学。
So today after the service, I still need to lead the youth.Sunday school.
所以十一点十五分，我们会在那个角落啊，就跟青少年讲忧郁症。
So around 11:15, we'll use the corner classroom. I will talk about depression with our youth.
你说这个看起来很 depressing 哈。
So all these events sound so depressing.
等一下我们还要执事会还要开会啊。
And then we will also have a deacons meeting after this.
你说做牧师的真辛苦。
Sometimes you say, wow, it's so hard to be a pastor.
临时发生的事情临时都要准备，然后临时就要去带这个团契还有带主入学。
There are many sudden events that happen at the last minute and pastor has prepared everything to take care of service, to take care of sermon leading and also Sunday school and youth, etc.
我在想我刚开始想我的确也很委屈啊。
In the beginning, I thought, well, I felt kind of a little unease at, in my heart.
可是当我预备再次重新的预备今天的信息的时候
But when I started preparing for today's message,
我忽然间发现到说，今天我这个星期所经过的事情也不过是如此。
Then I realized that whatever I experienced this week is just like that.
希伯来书十二章这么说，他说你们与罪的这个争斗还没有到流血的地步。
So in Hebrew chapter 12, it told us what you are fighting against the sin has not reached the point to shed your blood.
你知道我们基督徒不是只是说我们周末要进敬拜很辛苦。
For us Christians, it's not that on weekend we have to come to worship, and it's so hard.
我们也不是说只是周末团契要带查经，这个预备起来很辛苦。
The weekend we have to prepare for sermon and worship, and it is hard.
原来整个教会的历史里头，基督徒遭遇了许多的迫害。
Throughout the history of the Christian of churches, many Christians have experienced persecution.
提摩太后书三章十二节这么说。
In Second Timothy chapter 3:12,
他说：“凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。”
It says, "Everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted."
凡在基督里，你要老老实实的过一个基督徒的生活的话，都要受逼迫。
Whoever is in Jesus Christ who wants to follow God, live a godly life, will be persecuted.
如果你要把这个基督教的这个信仰认真的对待，它是一个真理，你要持守的话，你会发现你慢慢的整个环境要对你这个信过基督徒信仰生活是一个敌对的一个环境。
If you become serious to think about Christian belief and want to live a life according to Christian principles, a godly life, you will find your environment, your life, and everything around you will become a challenge.
教会早期的时候，前第三个世纪的时候，整个罗马帝国从尼罗到这个戴克里先都对基督教。基督徒的逼迫很激烈。
In the early part of a Christian history, a Christianity history, basically first three centuries, from the Roman Empire's Nero to Diocletian, and many Christians have experienced persecution.
从这个斗兽的这个场上，一直到这个有狮子之类的基督徒被放在里面，要跟这些野兽来斗争。
Yeah, from the gladiators in the Colosseum to lions in the Circus Maximus, and the Christians were thrown to fight the beast.
早期的基督徒常常需要到处躲来躲去是生活在社会的边缘。
Early Christians had to be constantly on the go to seek a hiding place, and they lived at the edge of society.
难怪有人说，殉道者的血是教会的种子。
No wonder someone said the blood of martyrs is the seed of church.
如果你注意看的话，你看历史的话，整个历史当中，这个基督徒的迫害是一波又一波的。
If you look, we could look at the history of Christianity, we have seen that the persecution Christians experienced was very common, wave after wave.
我今天跟大家在谈这个。
When I'm discussing this one with everyone today,
这是一个很现实的事情。
This is a reality.
我们没有活在迫害当中，但是迫害、逼迫是一个很现实的事情。
We may not have been living in persecution, but persecution and challenge have always been with us.
我们讲到不是只是讲到大家平时面对的这个现实的东西，我们也要把另外一个现实要告诉大家。
We are not talking about the reality we are facing in our daily life. We also want to share the reality that the other reality.
你知道以整个世界来说
For the whole world,
近代的世界基督徒的迫害 要比历史当中的迫害还来得恶劣。
The persecution Christians have experienced in recent times are actually worse than what those Christians have experienced in historical times.
你知不知道从公元33年到1900年整个殉道者有记录的一共是1400万。
So from AD 33 to 1900, for the record, there was record showing like those who died for their faith, the martyrs, was accounted for 14 million.
不是说基督徒死去的，而是说基督徒因为他们的信仰而被杀的，一共有2600万，1400万。
So for those who have died because of their faith, their belief had exceeded 26 million.
过去100年呢是2600万。
So in the past 100 years, the number was 26 million, so double the time in the previous long historical time.
我们所谓这个文明的世界，我们过得舒舒服服的，我们不晓得我们过去100年基督徒为了他们的信仰死去的比之前2000年死去的数目还多了一倍。
For us living in civilized life, we may not realize that in the past 100 years, those Christians who died because of their faith had exceeded and exceeded all the accumulation of the time before that, over 1,000 years.
每年大约有16万的人为了基督教的信仰而死去。
Every year, there is about 159,000martyrs died for their faith.
那每一天平均多少人?
So what's the average for each day?
435.
The average is 435 people.
每三分钟, 平均每三分钟死去一个。
On average, every 3 minutes, there is a Christian dying or is dead because of their faith.
我们刚刚才知道现在一共有50分钟。
So from when we came to the sanctuary and started singing till now, about 50 minutes.
在世界各地当中，可能平均就会有多少人？你们数学好的。
Let's do calculation together. During that time, how many people will die based on the statistics?
17个 ，OK.
So 17 people.
那在这里呢，是讲到说目前这个基督徒最危，做基督徒最危险的50个国家。
So below is a, here's a map showing the 50 most dangerous countries for Christians.
目前最危险的是北韩。
The most dangerous one is North Korea.
我们有一个姐妹去了北韩做宣教士。
We have a sister who went to North Korea as a missionary.
凤花姐妹。
Sister 凤花, if you remember, she was among us.
那我们大部分呢是从中国大陆来的。
Many of us here came from mainland China.
中国大陆也在上面。
China's map is also here.
我是马来西亚来的，马来西亚也在上面。
I came from Malaysia, and Malaysia is also on among the 50 most dangerous countries.
这是一个现实。
This is reality.
在美国，美国也有美国的问题，美国我们做基督徒也很难做。
In America, there are specific issues in America.To be a Christian here is not an easy job.
所以当我这个星期我在那边想说怎么那么多的问题全部堆在一起，然后我也可以说我生病我在家里，那我找谁呢？
So in the past week, I've experienced so many sudden events, and I was sick when I was at home. I was thinking, who could I turn to for help?
当我自己在那边有一点开始要自怜的时候，我发现到说，圣经说你这样的一个挣扎还不到流血的地步。
When I was in the at the edge of a self pity, the Bible reminded me the struggle I was facing daily this past week is not to the point to shed my blood.
所以今天我们来看的这个启示录第十三章。
So today we read Revelation chapter 13.
我要大家来看，因为临时我们有翻译，我本来预备的一个小时的讲道要变成两个小时。
So I was not prepared to have a live translation. So my sermon, 1 hour sermon, will last 2 hours. So I've changed the script.
但是比起那些殉道士，我们这个受苦不算什么啊。
Comparing to those martyrs, whatever we are experiencing today, a little struggle is really nothing.
没关系，有时间一到我就停了啊。
So don't worry, I will stop when the time gets there.
我们来看今天的这段经文，因为这经文比较复杂呢，我需要一节一节的解释。那我们时间一到的话，讲到哪里我就停到哪里了啊。
So today's scripture is a little difficult. I will try to explain verse by verse. When the time reaches the point, I will stop. We can continue next time.
我把它解释清楚了，然后我们再从里头来看。
So I want to explain this clearly, and then we can understand what it's teaching us.
第一节到第二节怎么说？我又看见有一个兽从海中上来，有七角六啊，十角七头。在十角上带着十个冠冕，七头上有亵渎的名号。我所看见的兽，形状像豹，脚像熊的脚，口像狮子的口。那龙将自己的能力、座位和大权柄都给了他。
Verse 1 and 2 says, And I saw a beast coming out of the sea. He had 10 horns and 7 heads.With 10 crowns on his horns and on each head a blasphemous name. The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had feet like those of a bear and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority.
你说在这里在讲什么啊？
So you may wonder, what is it talking about here?
为什么他讲兽？兽为什么有七个角？十个角，七个头？
Why is talking about a beast with 10 horns and then 7 heads?
那为什么用那么奇怪的画像来描写？
Why is it using such a strange picture to describe something?
启示录用那么奇怪的这些兽来描写这个事情呢，有一个目的。
In Revelation, it uses a strange picture of beast to describe.Certain things, it has its purpose.
他来要告诉我们说，现在要发生的事情不是只是人间人与人之间的冲突。
It's teaching us whatever is happening today is not just a conflict between people, between human beings.
他乃是讲到说，背后有一个邪恶的势力。
It's telling us behind it there is an evil authority, evil power.
我们读启示录读到十七章的时候就晓得十个角七个头是代表着不同的这个国家跟这个国王。
So when we read chapter 17, it talks about the 10 heads and the horns are talking about the countries.
那你就说为什么这里不说我看见有十个国王七个国家，这样子不是很明白直接明了吗？
You may wonder why it's not saying directly like the 10 kings and the 7 countries. Isn't that one more straightforward?
他要你注意的不是只是十个国王七个国家，他要你注意的都是背后有一个邪恶的势力。
It does not want you to focus on the 10 kings and 7 countries. It wants you to focus behind it. There's an evil authority, evil power.
七个头上有这个亵渎的名号。
So on the 7 heads, there are all those blasphemous names.
这个局势，这个国世上的这个国度啊，有一个敌对神的一个本性在里头。
So those kingdoms on the earth have a tendency. They have their nature is to be against God.
那你说这个豹啊？这个熊呢？这个狮子又是什么呢？
How about the leopard, the bear, the lion? What do those mean?
你读但以理书的话，你就晓得但以理书也用熊，也用这个豹，也用狮子来描写什么？马代波斯来描写希腊各个国家当时候的国家。
So if you remember in the book of Daniel, it also mentioned the leopard, bear, and lion. Those were referring to a few countries.
所以基本上一到二节在讲什么？
So basically, what does the verse tell us in 1 and 2?
他讲到说世上的这一个国度， 背后有一个势力。
It talks about all those kingdoms on the earth. Behind it, there is an authority.
这个势力是敌对神的势力。
And this authority is against God.
第二节的后面说，那龙加自己的能力、作为和大权柄赐给他。
In verse 2, it talks about the dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority.
你们之前有看到的话，我们上个月讲到这一个启示录第十二章的时候，龙就是那个撒旦，他就明显了啊。
If you remember, in the last month we talked about, we were reading chapter 12. It talks about Satan is the dragon is Satan.
所以这一个兽呢，它在这里代表的不是只是一个人，它代表的是整个国度，人间的这个国度。因为在十七章那里说，那七个头呢，有五个已经过去了，有一个还在，还有一个还没来，所以它是超越这个这个历史里头的一整个，不是单单一个人而已，它是整个国度。然后最后还说还有第八个，所以它这里七个还不是全部，还有第八个。所以他在这里讲到说，是整个历史里头这个敌对神的一个势力。
So here the beast is not referring to only those seven kingdoms it talked about. It talks about the throughout the history. It mentioned that five kingdoms already passed away, and there's one that was dead, and the one there's also mentioned about the eighth one that's coming. So it doesn't mention, it doesn't mean it's for a specific kingdom. It talks about throughout the human history, and it represents all those evil empires, evil authorities against God.
我们做基督徒呢，不是只是朋友，不信主的朋友在那边对我们的这个生活，对我们的这个信仰不明白，甚至有时候取笑我们而已。
So to be Christians, we experience sometimes laughing and scoffing from our friends who do not understand why Christians believe in Christianity and how they live their life.
你会发现到说，整个历史当中对于基督徒的这个敌对不是个人不理解或者说个人这个取笑基督徒而已，是整个国家反对。
We realized throughout the history to laugh against or to scoff at Christians was not from a single one or two human beings. It was a society, it was a country or kingdom. They were all against the Christians.
然后我是在文革期间出生的，但是不在中国就是了啊。
I was born in the Cultural Revolution, but not in China.
文革的时候，基督徒死掉多少？当然没有统计，因为
during the Cultural Revolution,
没有人知道。
We don't know how many Christians have died.
但是就是整个国家对着基督徒来迫害的。
We could see that the whole country was persecuting Christians.
马来西亚也是。
A similar situation is true also in Malaysia.
你知道马来西亚我们做基督徒都乖乖的不敢乱传福音，所以不能够随便传给邻居，也甚至不可以传给马来西亚这个马来人为了不要受迫害。
In Malaysia, Christians had to live a quiet life and trying to be obedient, not to spread gospel to their neighbors, friends, and especially to those Malays, they are afraid to be persecuted.
但是经文说，如果你是要虔诚敬虔的度日的话，你要好好过一个基督徒生活的话，邻居还没信主的那些马来人一大堆都还没有听到福音的，要不要传呢？非要传不可。你一传的话要怎么样面对迫害？
Bible teaches us if you want to live a godly life, you have to share gospel with all those people who have not heard gospel, heard the good news. When you start spreading gospels and the persecution will come.
虽然你没有听到马来西亚杀死什么基督徒，但是基督徒都乖乖的被这个被压的这个都不敢动。
Probably you haven't heard many persecution stories from Malaysia that Christians were killed, but Christians living in Malaysia, they live a such a quiet kind of obedient life and afraid to stir up any problem for the society.
那偶尔有一些马来人信了耶稣，整个国家追着他，他跑到新加坡去。
Some Malays believed in Christianity and they were chased out of the country and ran to Singapore.
早几年的时候，越来越多马来人信耶稣的时候，那个政府特别把所有教会这个领袖找来，好好的谈一谈。
In not long ago, when many Malays believed in Christianity, the government gathered all the church leaders together and trying to have a talk.
你知道我们所面对的不是只是我们工作上的压力，不是只是周末的这一个忙碌，这些都还好。
You know, in our daily life, we face some pressure from work and the business over the weekend, and this is still manageable.
历世历代教会所面对的这个势力是那个在整个人间这个国度背后的这个恶者。
Throughout the history, Christians have experienced the persecution from those kingdoms and authorities that were against Christ.
第三、第四节。
For verse 3 and 4.
我们来一起来念。
Let's read together.
我们念中文的就好了哈。
Let's read Chinese together.
我看见。他在这里说，这个兽的七头当中有一个似乎受了死伤，但死伤却医好的，全地的人就很稀奇，然后就要拜他。
Talks about one of the heads of the beast seemed to have a fatal wound, but the fatal wound had been healed, and the whole world was astonished and followed the beast.
这是在讲什么？很多人这个在解经的时候就说，这个可能有以后有一个国王啊。那他是怎么样？他好像是死了又复活了啊！很多人看到，就很多人拜他啊。
So what does this scripture mean? Many people are trying to explain. Maybe sometime in the future, there may be a king that died that after he dies and then resurrected, then people start worshiping him.
那是有可能的啊。
It is probably possible.
那我今天要你们看的重点是全地的人都要去拜这个兽。
I want to point out the emphasis here is the whole world was astonished and followed the beast.
有一个人是要全世界的人拜他，全地的人应该要拜的是这个神，结果全地的人要拜这个兽。
So we see here there's this one individual, the whole world would follow him, start worship him, and not worship God.
第五、第六节来，又赐给。
So verse 5 and 6.
又有权柄赐给他，所以任意而行42个兽就开口传真亵渎的话，亵渎神的，离掉的神，并且。然后就讲到说，将来这个兽是全地的人都要拜他的，然后他可以怎么样？他有一个权柄，可以任意而行，随心所欲。42个月，有一段时间，他可以随便他怎么做，他就开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎神的名和他的帐幕，以及住在天上的。
So verse 5 and 6 tell us that. This individual was given great power, and he uttered proud words and blasphemies against God, and exercised his authority for 42 months. And also, he would open his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven.
任意而行。
So, based on his own will, do whatever he wants.
这是一个很可怕的事。
This is such a scary scene.
第七、第八。
Verse 7 and 8.
我们一起来念，来。
Let's read together.
又任凭他与众。他就是说 他任意而行，然后又任凭他与圣徒基督徒征战，并且要得胜。什么叫得胜？就是把他们杀了。
So it talks about he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them, means to kill them. And he was given great authority over every tribe, people, language and nation.
然后所有在地上的人，凡名字没有记在这个生命册上的，没有记在生命册上的，就是还没有，还不是基督徒的。
All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, and all those whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb. This means that those who have not become Christians,
都要拜他。
And all those people will worship him.
凡，我们来第九、第十。
Verse 9 and 10.
属猎人的必被掳，闻道山必被刀杀，圣徒的忍耐和信心就在。那这个掳猎人的必被掳猎，用刀杀人的必被刀杀，圣徒的忍耐和信心就在此。英文的翻译不太一样，英文的翻译是说要被掳掠的就被掳掠，要被刀杀的就被刀杀。但这意思说没有一个意外，会被刀杀的就会被杀，会被掳掠的就会被掳掠，他的意思是这样子。所以圣徒要忍耐。中文这个翻译呢也没问题。那掳掠人的他要知道说将来也神也必要有这个审判，他们要被掳掠，要用刀杀人的将来神要有一个审判，要被刀杀，所以信徒们呢就要忍耐等待神的审判来。所以圣徒是怎么样呢？在圣徒在这样的一个破坏里头，圣徒需要的是忍耐，持守他的信仰。
In verse 10 it talks about if anyone is to go into captivity he will go, if anyone is to be killed with the sword he will be killed, and this calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints, and those whoever go into captivity, those people who capture, they will be judged eventually, but these things will happen, and Christians are called to be patient and to in patient endurance and to have faith in God.
我们时间快到了。
Our time is close to the end.
我稍微把它整理一下。
Let me summarize briefly.
有几点。
So some key points.
第一点。
First point.
这个世界要你以他为神。
This world wants you to worship the world. Want the world to be God.
要你以世界为他的你们的神。
So this world really wants you to worship the world, which means the world wants to be God. In your life.
每一个当你说你不愿意信靠这一个真神的时候，我们其实是以其他的东西来取代这个真神。
So anything that steers you away from believing in God is trying to replace God with that thing. So you worship that thing instead of God.
所以在这里有一个兽，他起来，他要全地的人拜他，整个世界他会施给。施压压力，要你来以他为神，以他为首，以他为你人生的目标，以他为你人生最终的目的。
So this beast came up and stirred up the world. The beast wants the whole world, the whole people to worship the beast, the world, and not to focus on God.
有些人为了这一种的这个压给来的压力是生命。这个危险，你要信耶稣还是不信耶稣？你要信的话，我就把你杀死了。
Some people may experience pressure of a life and death decision, and they are saying, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you will die.
但是我们大部分的这个压力不是那么大的，但是我们也有我们的压力。
Most people here may not have such extreme pressure, but people still experience a lot of pressure in daily lives.
我们的生活当中的这个压力，我们的工作的压力，很多的时候我们就发现到说我们很难做选择。如果要好好的服侍神的话，我这边的压力给的很大，我没有办法，我没有那样子的心思，有些人可能来敬拜神的时候这个身体都是累的，因为昨天就忙了一整天，因为公司的事情等等，这很多整个世界是要把你把我们跟神的这个关系里头的这个时间跟精力夺走。
So we experience pressure in all aspects of our life, from work, from school, and all challenges, and in many situations people come to worship with a very fatigued body, very tired spirit, because their time energy had been consumed by the worldly things that happened in the previous day or week. So the world has been fighting, trying to fight for our energy, our attention, to focus on the world instead of God.
这世界要你以他为神。
The world wants us to worship the world, to treat world as God instead of the true God.
第二，这个世界的势力看起来好像是不死的。
And the second point is the authority in this world seems to be forever living. It doesn't die.
这个势力看起来好像是不死的。
So this power, this authority seems to be forever living.
我想这个我读完了书之后，我上了班之后，不用再念书的时候，我会多一点时间好好的服侍神。
Sometimes we think, okay, after work, after I study hard, I can have more time to serve God.
但是你上了班之后，你发现你时间根本就不够用，你还要继续的努力。你在想说这个以后有了这个太太的之后，太太跟你一起分担的时候，比较多时间来服侍神。
You may think, okay, after I have a job, I may have more time to serve God, or I get married, I have a wife who can shoulder the burden together with me, then I have more time to serve God.
结了婚之后，太太的问题是一个人的问题，我的问题是一个人的问题，然后就两个人的问题全部堆在一个人身上，然后就更没有时间能够来。
But the reality is, after getting married, and then I have some problem, my wife has additional problems, the two sets of problems piled up together, and then trying to steal energy and time away from me to really focus on God.
有了小孩子，更没有时间服侍神。
And then you have even less time when after your children is on board.
你想小孩子大了之后，我们家里这个不需要花时间整理了，这有很多时间来服侍神。
We have the dream thinking about when our kids grow up, then we don't have to maintain the household as they were little, and we think we may have more time to serve God.
小孩子这个毕业了之后，也工作了之后，不再为他的这个学业跟着学费这个操心的时候，我们发现我们还是不能够有那么多时间来服侍神。
Even when the kids grow up and leave the house, they have their own job and life, and we still realize we don't have enough time to focus and then to focus on God, serve God.
等到我们没精力的时候，没有人再需要我帮忙的时候，因为我也没力气去做的时候，我也的确没力气了，我也没有力气。到教会来服侍。
When my vitality fades, when I grow old, and no one will need my service again, and at that time, I have no even energy to come to church to serve God.
你从整个历史的宏观来说，这个起来敌对基督徒的这个国家，一个接一个不止息的。
So throughout the history, we saw that the empires, kingdoms were that are against Christianity.Was really wave after wave. It's forever there. It never died.
我们从我们自己的人生里头，我们发现，这个世界要占据我们的时间，不让我们能够好好服侍神的，也是一个接一个，一个接一个。我们总是希望说，快没了，快可以了。结果，这个势力似乎是不死的。
And even from our own life, we realize that there are many things who captured our attention.The worldly things who grab our energy and attention, so we don't focus on God. We realize such temptations, all those things exist forever and ever. It seems like they never cease.
背后都有一个势力。
Behind all of this, there is a power and authority.
这个势力是要把我们从神的这个信仰夺走。
The power is trying to steal us and steer us away from the belief of God.
所以后面他说到说， 圣徒的忍耐和信心就在此。
So verse 10 tells us, this calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints.
我们今天就停在这里，但是我最后要说，圣徒的忍耐和信心就在此是什么意思？
I want to stop here, but I want to share what does it mean for the saints' endurance and faith.
圣徒的忍耐就和信心就在此，就是说圣徒的忍耐和信心就在这个时候，许多敌对的这个势力之下，就在那一个时刻，你要把那一个圣徒的忍耐和信心活出来。
So this means, like under all the pressure, all the temptations in this world.And all saints will practice their endurance and faithfulness. They can live our life and live out a godly life under such pressure.
我们忍耐是因为我们为神而活，遭受的迫害，所以我们忍耐。我们信心是因为我们信靠神，将来有一天他会给我们这个盼望，所以我们持续的持守我们的信心。
We endure because we have faith in God, and we have this eternal hope that we will be saved by God when we'll see His face.
但是这个忍耐跟信心不是等到以后这个迫害的势力稍微缓和了之后才活出来的。
The endurance and faithfulness do not show them, reveal themselves when the persecution is fierce.
这个忍耐跟信心不是等到以后我们这现在面对的这个问题过去了之后我们才去活出来的。
So this type of endurance and faithfulness do not call forWhen we are under great persecution, then they will reveal themselves. They will show up in the daily life.
我们现在这个时刻面对这个问题，我们若不忍耐，我们若没有把那个信心活出来的话，我们就不要期望说下一刻这个事情、这个问题、这个压力过了之后，我们还可以活。
So at the current moment, under every situation, every challenge we are facing, if we cannot endure and practice our faithfulness under such small temptation, there's no chance for us to be able to triumph when we are faced with a bigger persecution in the future.
所以圣徒的忍耐跟信心是今天，不是明天的。
So the saints' endurance and faithfulness.That are for today. Those are for today, not for the future.
是今天你压力最大的时候，你就要在这当中把你对神的信心活出来。
When you are under tremendous pressure today, you need to endure and live out the faithfulness and the godly life that God calls you.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
这首诗歌呢，我们唱过好几回啊。那这个是广东歌，我挂胡里面的是给国语的啊。那没有挂这个，所以国语的就唱这个，用这个钢琴好吗？谢谢。然后下面有英文的，英文也可以唱，就是它原来是广东歌。
We have sung this song a few times, and this one originally is a Cantonese song.So those words in the brackets are Chinese Mandarin words. And there are also the English words here, so people can sing together. Let's stand.
你心他走进红海，隐形也潮浪也分开，隐形曾有人被困于这世界里，人尽白山地。啊，对不起，我在第二页开始，应该在第一页。平行他离别无恩，隐形却难逢伤爱之，平行还有人劝 祝福换了名字，平行他走进红海，隐形连潮浪也分开，平行曾有人被困在十字坑里，人敬拜上帝，这是只是不该。在那天他下决心换到这城外，平行发生呼喊，城墙便倒塌下来，悠悠剑子被路他反缠在心中惊恐，人却惊山的荣耀必归来。平行我们怀着平居，平行却寻找了应许，平行能够发现在世界只是寄居，草根没家乡走回去。这里说我们尽心的生活，有时候神听了，神会让我们大大的得胜，城墙都塌下来。
The song told us that with the faith we live our life, even when the walls would collapse under the faith.
但是信心有时候在我们被掳的地方仍然没有办法逃脱的时候，我们仍然在那里忍耐的等候，相信神的荣耀要显现。
Faith will allow us to stay faithful and to be patient, endure at the place of our captivity and have this hope that God will come.
那我们基督徒要持守什么？
What us Christians need to stick to.
我们要在每一个压力之下，每一件事情之下，我们在这个世界背后有一个势力叫我们要以世界的东西为神的这个诱惑之下，我们完全的以神为神。
Under all the pressure, all the struggle we experience in our daily life, we stay steadfast and focus on God and endure and not let the world snatch away our faith in God, but focus on serving God is a and live a godly life.
我们尽心尽心尽力的爱这一位神。
We love God with our whole heart, soul, and spirit.
生命记六章五节说：“听哪，以色列。”
In Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, it says, "Listen, that Israel and God."
我们的神只有一位。
Our God is only one.
是那位耶和华。
It is a Jehovah.
所以要尽心尽心尽力的爱他。
So love and worship your God with your whole heart, soul, and spirit.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你借着经文让我们看到整个世界的局势的背后那一个诱惑。
Lord, we thank you using the scripture and help us see the temptation we are facing behind everything in this world.
那一个诱惑就是要我们离弃我们所敬拜的神，而去拜以其他的事物为我们的神，为我们所首要花精力的地方。
The temptation is trying to use the worldly things to lead us astray and to stay to astray and leave God and to worship the things in this world instead.
帮助我们能够看到那背后那一个可怕的势力。
Help us realize the evil power behind this.
也提醒我们今天我们圣徒的忍耐和信心就在此刻。我们就要活出来。
Remind us, this calls for the endurance and faithfulness of all the saints under such situations.
我们圣徒的得胜就在此， 我们在我们目前今天所站的地位上，我们忍耐，我们信靠，我们持守的仰望神。
The victory of all the saints, I rely on this, under the other temptation and pressure, and we endure and stay fast and stay true to God, remain faithful.
我们感谢你，祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters and friends.